We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shemchav Yaakov Pinchas Eli. We're in a Durim Perek Tes Mishnah Base. We're going to speak about something called Nolad. Nolad is where you have something that was unlikely to develop. So when the person took the neder, so usually when we make a Pesach, we go to the base and say, had you known this was going to happen, we would have taken the neder. So though he says, as we get, had I known that, I never would have taken the neder. In the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer extended this even to Kavod Aviv Imo. Had you known taking this neder would have been embarrassing to your parents, had you taken the neder, had I known that, I never would have taken the neder. So therefore, we're able to hatas the darim on that basis. What if it's something that's nolad, something that he probably would not have anticipated? Had you told him at the time he was about to take the neder, you know, the possible that maybe the following consequence. So he would probably convince himself that that's not going to happen, and we've taken the neder anyway. Something that he would not have anticipated. So can that serve as a Pesach? So Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah will say that can serve as a Pesach. Rabbi Eliezer generally is lenient with respect to finding a Pesach like he did when he came to cover of Vivimo, and the Chachamim disagree. So says the Mishnah. V'odam Rabbi Eliezer poschen manolad. A person can use the basin. Can use this nolad, something that's new, that's developed, that was unlikely, that he would not have anticipated. That also can serve as a Pesach. V'chachamim osrim, but the chachamim they prohibit it, which means the chachamim say, when do we say you can use a Pesach? That this charata now, when something develops, had the person realized, you know, had I anticipated that initially, I never would have taken the neder. But that's something that's likely to develop. But here it's a consequence of the neder that's unlikely to occur. So then to say that had I known about that, I never would have taken the neder. It's not true. We would have taken the neder anyway. So that's the Chacham's opinion. What's the source of Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim? So Rabbi Eliezer, the Medrash points to the following. We have the case of Moshe, where we have a Medrash says that Moshe took a Shvuah that he's not going to leave Yisro and return to Mitzrayim. He'll stay with Yisro. Yet, what happened? Hashem told him that all the people who are Mavakshem Es Nafshecha, who want to kill you, they've died. So Dustin and Aviram have died, so you can return to Mitzrayim. And that's what Hashem told him after he revealed himself to him. So Rabbi Eliezer says the likelihood of Dustin and Aviram, the people who want to kill Moshe, dying is something really unlikely. That's not something Moshe even would have thought about. And yet somehow that was considered a Pesach for him now to do Hataras Nedarim, so to speak, and then return to Mitzrayim, which indeed he did. However, the Chachamim say that's not true. When the Torah speaks about the death of Dustin and Aviram, it's not referring to the fact that they died. They were still alive. Indeed, not only is it unlikely that they were going to die, they did not die. They became poor, and we compare a poor person to someone who's died, and some becoming poor is something that's quite common, and therefore that's why it served as a Pesach for Moshe to return to Mitzrayim and not have to stay with Yisro, because it's something that is likely to have happened. So that's the basis of the Machlokas, and Mishnah is going to give us an example of Nolad. Ketzad, what's an example of this? Amar konam she'eni nana li'ish ploni v'nan sase sofer. Person says, konam, I'm not going to benefit from this particular person. And all of a sudden that person became a sofer, became a scribe person. Different explanations for what a sofer is, but assuming he's a scribe. So he's the scribe, he's the sofer of the whole town. I need this person to write the tefillin and the mezuzahs and check things and whatever it is. I need it. I very much need it. Now that's not, I never would have anticipated this person becoming a sofer. Or how about this? Oshaya Masi es beno bekarov. When he took the neder konam, I'm not going to get benefit from this particular person. Now that person may have had a son, or a child or something, but he was so young, you didn't think the son, the daughter's going to get married at such a young age. You didn't anticipate that. Obviously, having children, the possibility exists that they're going to get married. But to anticipate, maybe this particular person get married, I didn't think this person wanted to get married, or they're too young to get married, I didn't think about that. They're getting to be married so soon. So, konem she'eni, Nevel ish ploni, Vinasa sofer, Osho Yamasius beno bekarov. He's marrying up his son so soon, and I want to attend the wedding. Va'amar, and he says like this, Ilu ha yisiyo deashu nasa sofer, Osho Masius beno bekarov, lo yisiyo there. Had I known of these unlikely developments, I never would have taken the neder. So says, so that is the example where Chachamim say that's not a Pesach. You can't do Ataras and Darim on that basis. Rabbi Eliezer says, you can. Then the Mishnah says, Konam levai zeh she'eni nechnas. V'naaseh beis haknesses. How about this one? I'm not entering this house. They belong to someone. I'm not walking into it. It takes a neder that this konam, this house, is also to me. And all of a sudden, it became into a shul. Now, very unlikely that would have happened. So now, all of a sudden, now, but he wants to daven there. It's very close to his house. V'amar, and he says, Ilu ha'isi yodesh v'naaseh beis haknesses. Ilu ha'isi no der. This is the case where Rabbi Eliezer matir v'chachamim ostrim. This is where this machlokas appears, and the Mishnah just repeats this in order to summarize their opinions. And we follow the opinion of the Chachamim that indeed this is not considered a Pesach. The next Mishnah, Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel, we learned earlier in the third Perek, all the way back, a person says, Konam ishti nenes li, sheganves kisi, vishikosa hiksa esbini. A person says, you know, Konam, my wife can't get hana from me because she stole my wallet or she hit my son. And he finds out that it wasn't true. She never stole anything. She never hit the son. So that's an example of nidre shkagos, the chachamim wamatir. And you don't even do hataras nedarim. We assume that was never chal because a person is tola his neder on something that's not true. He thought it was true, it wasn't true. So then the neder is not a neder. No hataras nedarim is necessary. And the same thing is true. A person is tola has his neder being is nitle is dependent on something that's true. But after some time, there was some type of change, as we'll see. Let's say this: Konam levay zeh she'eni nichnas. Kolzman Sha'akelev Besocho. So this is Kati's introduction. A person says, let's say, Konam, this house is also to me Kolzman. It gives a limit. There's a Tanai here that's built in. Kolzman that this dog is there. And after some time, the dog died. Since he was Tola his neder in something through this Tanai, and says Kolzman. So therefore, once that the Kelev dies, when once that is nullified, so the neder is nullified. Yushalmi says the following: Ha'omer Konam Sha'ani Nen El Ish Ploni Kolzman Shu Lo Beishchorim. The whole time that this guy's wearing black clothing, I'm not going to get an offer him. Lavash Levan and Mutter. If he wears white, it's Mutter. And Rabbi Zeira Omer Af Hu Eino Tzar. You don't need Hataras Nedarim in such a situation. So our Mishnah is going to deal with similar types of things, which are, we're going to say that certain things have the status, they're almost like Nolad. They're similar to the case of the previous Mishnah, the cases of the previous Mishnah, but in other ways, they're not like Nolad. So that's the case over here. Rabbi Meir Omer, Yesh Devarim Shehem Kenolad, Ve'einam Kenolad, Ve'ein Chachamim Modim Lo. So there are things, according to Rabbi Meir, that might appear that they should be treated like things that were unexpected, that developed, and therefore they should not be considered a Pesach, according to the Chachamim's opinion against Rabbi Eliezer, should not serve as a Pesach, but the Chachamim don't agree with Rabbi Meir. And others have, there's another gear that says that the Chachamim do agree with Rabbi Meir. There are things that are like Nolad, Einan, Kenolad, and therefore they may not be considered a Pesach Ketzat. So what kind of case are you talking about? So Amar Konam She'eni no se es plonis sh'avi hara. Person says that he's going to forbid himself to marry a particular woman because his father's a Rasha, father's Ra. So he didn't make any Tanai. He didn't make any stipulation that the prohibition is made only on the condition that the father remains a terrible person, an evil person. But it's, obviously that's why he made the neder to begin with. So Amrulo, so you know what they told him, Mace? They told, by the way, this woman's father died. Oshasa tshuva, or he did tshuva. Meaning, when he took the neder, the father was alive, but he was a Rasha. And had he known, obviously, if he would have died, or he would have done tshuva at that time, so then that would be considered something that's completely unexpected. So that's absolutely true. Nevertheless, in our Mishnah's case, that's exactly what happened. After the neder was in effect, person realized the father was the father died, or did tshuva, is now no longer a Rasha. So normally, if there would be that kind of development, that would not be considered a Pesach, an opening, as we spoke about in the previous Mishnah. But this is different. Why is it different? Why? Because the fact that he mentioned this in the neder And he said, I'm not marrying this person because of it. She has an evil father. It's almost like he made it tonight. And therefore, the Issur should only be there as long as the father is a Rasha. And if he's no longer a Rasha, he's no longer, because he died, or he did tshuva. So maybe that should be considered a Pesach. That's precisely what's happening here. And the mayor says there are things that are that a little bit like Noelad. It's unexpected, but it's not like Noelad, because Noelad is something where you didn't build it into the Tanai. Here the guy said, Konam, Shani Noseas Plonis. Had you just say Einu Noseas Plonis, that would be like the previous Mishnah. But he added on, Shavi Hara. So maybe that should be considered a Tanai. So, and Amrulo Meso Shasa Tshuva, or Konam Levayizesh Ani Eini Nichnas Shakelev Rabisocho. He says, I take good Konam, I'm not entering this house. Now he just did that, and then all of a sudden, and it happens to be the dog that's in there died, that's not something that's would be expected, and that would not be considered a Pesach or the Chachamim. But here he built into his neder Sheha Kelev Rabisocha. He made the point that there is this terrible dog, an evil dog that's inside of the house, and what Osha Nachash Besocha is the stake in there. Amalu, you know what? Mesa Kelev. Dog died, Oshinerga Nachash, the snake died, no, was killed. And these are things that are like Nolan, meaning they're not unexpected, but Harehen Kenolad Ve'enan Kenolad. So these are like Nolan and not like Nolan, and the same in the idea behind it is that it's not like Nolan because he built the Tanai into the Neder. And the Mishnah concludes, Ve'ein Chachamim Modim Lo. But the Chachamim don't agree with Rabbi Meir on this issue. And the question is here, how do we rule with respect to Hataras Nedarim? So in fact, the Rabbim Shulchan Aruch say that once the person is told that the reason for his neder is no longer there, the dog died, the nachash was killed, so he's going to be automatically released from that Isser. Why? Because we view as if that Tanai is really there, and if that condition is no longer in existence, so then it's no longer. However, there is another opinion. The Rosh happens to hold in the Dorim Adaf Samachay that no, because the Neder didn't have that Tanai stipulated explicitly, therefore you would need a Chacham or a Beis Din in order to annul that Neder. Happens to be Rosh, that was in the Gemara, but in his Piskei Halacha, he quotes the Yushalmi that there's no need for Hataras Nedarim.